This is Radio Boston. I'm Tiziana Deering, and we begin in Newton with a dividing line in a debate over a proposed gun store. A major rift has opened up within the gun control community there, where the question is to ban or not to ban. Earlier this month, Newton joined Dedham and Westwood as one of just a few Massachusetts communities with zoning to regulate firearms businesses. Newton's zoning now prevents a gun shop that wanted to open near the heart of one of Newton's villages, and it relegates any future shop proposals to a handful of remote locations in the city. For some gun control advocates, however, that doesn't go far enough, and this evening, the city council holds a hearing on a proposed outright ban of gun sellers. Proponents of the ban say it's time for bold action. Critics, including Newton's city attorney Alyssa Giuliani, warn that a ban, quote, would not withstand, unquote, a legal challenge, and that such a challenge in the courts could actually create case law that might limit communities around the country in their ability to restrict gun sellers. So today we want to talk to voices on both sides of the issue. First, Emily Norton, Newton's city councilor for Ward 2, joins us. Emily, welcome to Radio Boston.
Thank you, Tiziana. Great to be here.
So, Emily, you support the idea of a ban on gun stores. Why?
So, when we first learned about this gun store being proposed, it was quite a shock, and some residents wondered why we hadn't zoned to limit gun stores at all. But there hasn't been. I grew up in Newton. There hasn't been a gun store in over, I think, about 20 years. And we heard very quickly from residents that they didn't want it near them, including my own son, who's in middle school, and said, "Mom, don't let them open a gun store near us. Someone's going to go and buy a gun and shoot up our school," because the gun store is proposed was right down the street. As you said, it's near a village center, and it's very close to where I live, and it's in the ward that I represent. So
Emily, sorry to interrupt, but that's been zoned away. This is a step further. This is banning. Why all the way to a ban?
Well, so the choice we had, and our law department recommended that we create zoning to actually allow a gun store, but that's not what most people reaching out to me wanted. And there were lawn signs all over the city, if anyone who drove through Newton recently saw them, saying "stop gun stores in Newton." They didn't say "stick gun stores on Rumford Ave, stick gun stores on the street." No one really wants this near them. So I'm not really in favor of a proposal that gets it away from near me or near you, but sticks it over on Rumford Ave and Riverdale Ave. And particularly as right over the line in Waltham, there are some on Rumford Ave, there are two nonprofits that serve children who have experienced trauma, children and grownups who have experienced brain injury. And so all we're doing is saying this part of the city is appropriate to have a gun store. And okay, I don't fundamentally agree with that.
I'm sorry to interrupt you, but we have limited time and I have a number of questions I want to ask. I know that more than 1,000 people have signed on to a petition supporting gun sellers in Newton. We also know that some gun control advocates think a ban is too far. So what about their interests in this conversation?
So the argument, and I know that you have someone who's going to talk about this, but the argument against the ban is that, oh, it's going to put us at legal risk. But, you know, anyone can sue us at any time. Cambridge has had a ban on the books since 1986. The gun manufacturing industry is not looking for a test case. There's test cases if they want it. I think in this case, we should be doing what we actually think is right and saying we have an epidemic of gun violence. We do not need to make it even easier to access guns. We need to make it harder, arguably. And there's gun shops right over the line in Waltham now. We don't need a gun store in Newton for people to be able to buy guns. There's a Second Amendment right to bear arms. There is not a Second Amendment right to sell arms.
Okay, so in an email to Newton Mayor Ruth Ann Fuller and members of the Newton City Council, the Giffords Law Center, Public Interest Law Center, led by former Congresswoman Gabrielle Giffords, said they don't recommend pursuing a ban on gun shops. And they're talking about at this time versus, let's say, 86 with Cambridge. They've said, quote, "In light of the fact that former President Trump filled the federal judiciary, including the Supreme Court, with gun extremists, even a law fully consistent with existing constitutional precedent could face a serious threat," unquote. And my understanding is the concern is this could be a Pyrrhic victory because it could create case law against the ban that would actually make it harder for communities around the country to restrict gun shops. What is your answer to that concern?
Yeah, I appreciate that argument. And I've had conversations with folks who have that point of view. I've also been in touch with John Rosenthal, who people may remember had the billboards along the Mass Pike. Let's just say there are differing opinions among folks who are experts, the Constitution. And we've had literally Mintz Levin and Foley Hoag, two pretty prominent law firms in Boston, have stepped up to represent Newton pro bono in the case of a challenge.
So you actually are okay if this goes to the courts. What about costs and things being tied up in the courts, even if you might eventually win?
It's not that I'm thrilled at the idea of litigation, but I don't think we've protected ourselves now. It was very clear in our debates on the city council that even the folks who were supporting the zoning were doing it because they thought that this would limit a gun store from opening. So if someone wants to sue us, they can sue us. The person who was trying to open the store at 709 Washington Street that we've just zoned away, that person could sue us if they want. This is America. You can sue someone if you want. I don't think that we have actually protected ourselves in the way that people argue that we can. And I just want to tell your listeners, a few years ago when Newton was considering passing a welcoming city ordinance, there were folks who said, oh, don't do that. You know, President Trump will take away $12 million because it'll be considered a quote unquote sanctuary city. We went ahead with it anyway. I think Newton is a community that really lives its values, and you don't want to be stupid about it. But like I said, I don't really think we're at any more risk of a ban versus a zoning limitation that looks like a ban.
Okay, so last question. Gun ownership is a constitutional right, strongly affirmed by the U.S. Supreme Court. What about just the pushback that a ban on gun shops interferes with Second Amendment rights?
You can buy a gun right over the line in Waltham. You are not limited in Massachusetts from being able to access guns now. I just don't think we need to make it easier and open yet another one here in Newton.
All right, Newton City Councilor Emily Norton. Thanks, Emily, for giving us your time. So now we turn to Laura Tovim, co-founder of the Newton Gun Violence Prevention Collaborative. Laura, welcome to Radio Boston.
Thank you for having me.
So Laura, you helped drive the process of creating the zoning we just talked about in Newton. I know you heard City Councilor Emily Norton. Just a couple of sentences of reaction to what you just heard.
Yeah, I mean, I think I do agree with Councilor Norton that there are no acceptable locations in Newton for a gun shop. But I am opposed to a ban, not because I'm opposed to a ban in general, but I'm opposed to it in this judicial climate. We have a very strong zoning ordinance in place that will accomplish our goals. And enacting a ban right now is just simply reckless.
So Emily says, but it's the time to push. And there are law firms that are prepared to defend the city. And even you, I think, just stipulated that the ultimate goal, as I understand it from you, is no gun shop in Newton. So why not go the extra step and ban them outright? That is really the intent, right?
Well, I think that the zoning ordinance that we have in place was very carefully constructed. It was constructed with the advice of the Giffords Law Center, which, as you know, is one of the country's leading forces in gun violence prevention and in fighting the gun lobby. And what the city did was look at other municipalities that had tried to address this issue, and they learned that the best way to do this is through zoning. So the city mapped out a lot of different scenarios for how we could do this and how we could minimize locations for gun stores while still being legally defensible. So I think that's really important. I know Emily Norton said that we could be sued no matter what, and that is absolutely true. But the zoning ordinance we have in place minimizes the risk of us losing a court battle, whereas in a complete
ban... But it does also leave room for a gun store to then actually be located in the community, right?
So just to be clear, there are no gun stores attempting to open in Newton. No one's putting a gun store anywhere, not in Rumford, not on the street, not on North Street. There's no one trying to open in those locations. But the...
I'm so sorry to interrupt you just to clarify, because you said no gun stores are trying to open in Newton. But as I understand it, right, the thing that started this whole conversation was a gun store trying to open on Washington Street. So this is just me clarifying what you just said.
That is correct. That is correct. A gun store tried to open on Washington Street, and the ordinance was put in place to stop that. But the ordinance is not just buffer zones. There are many protections in the ordinance that make Newton very inhospitable to gun stores. There are pages of regulations and rules. So Newton is not a place that is a welcoming place for gun stores. And importantly, it requires a special permit. And as part of the special permitting process, counselors are allowed to weigh whether they think whether a gun store would be beneficial to the neighborhood where it's proposed. The special permit process also requires a public hearing so that people can come forward and say why certain locations are not beneficial to the city. And as Emily would let you know, we had over 500 people at a public hearing about the zoning ordinance. People care deeply about this. And I'm one of the people who heard about this store before the city council. And I will tell you that it was not about any specific location. If a gun store tries to open in Newton, despite all the barriers we have put in place, there are thousands of residents who are ready to speak up and fight against it.
And so I'm gonna stop you there again, just because of time. I have a lot of things I need to ask you. I'm gonna ask you the same question I asked Emily. Then, more than 1,000 people signed a petition saying they want the ability to buy a firearm in Massachusetts, and there is a Second Amendment right to bear arms. Are you providing due consideration to those in the community who believe there should be a right to purchase a firearm in the city of Newton?
I mean, I think that most Newton residents have been very clear that this is not a place where we want a gun store. And I think that, like Emily said, there are plenty of places to buy guns near Newton. So I think that the city council has a duty to enact the will of its people.
Do you see a way to find common ground within the gun control community that is split here without creating the possibility of serious legal risk for your agenda?
Well, I think what's really important here is to look beyond Newton and look at the impact that a ban could have on the rest of the country. I think that I'm someone who's been doing gun violence prevention for many years, and it's not a simple, easy problem to tackle. I would really love it if the city councilors could redirect their energy to really putting in the difficult work that we need that will actually make us safer rather than making people feel a little better. So I think city councilors really would do great to start explaining the complex ordinance for them to their constituents and explaining how it's going to work. And then I think we really need to slow down and explore the ways the cities can address some of the root causes of gun violence in Newton, and also support the strategic and well thought out strategic initiatives that the state level gun violence prevention folks are moving forward.
All right, Laura Tovim, local gun control advocate and co-founder of the Newton Gun Violence Prevention Collaborative. Laura, thanks for joining us as well.
Thank you so much.